WADD51
on my HD.
This is NARWF testing.
WADD.
This is NAWRO.
Hey, you got it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hear you, but I showed up.
Nice. I just got to download the database now, and I'm doing this from Richmond on medium power, so about 30 watts. Very good. Appreciate it. AWRO.
From where you're at, let's see if I got this. From where you're at, you should be able to hit the CMC machine. That's on that paper that I sent you, and the 63 ARPSC Oak 1 and 2, you should be able to hit those two. And, of course, 5.1 and 5.2, you should be able to hit it, no problem. I'm not sure how good I'm in it, but go ahead.
Go ahead, Sean.
WAB.
Maybe he got a phone call. Well, you're in real good. I can hear you good. And now that I've got the basics done, I can start adding to the code plug. So now's the fun part. Looking forward to it here.
Yeah, you got your ID right, too, because it's showing your correct ID on my handy talkie. All I have for DMR with me is my handy talkie, but I'm at 26 in County Line, as you know, and it's working really well. Talking to the-
I did not. Another grappler video? Man, I like that grappler. I do not know why we don't have them here.
Yeah, the state was casing somebody. Livonia, it's on Facebook, it's on YouTube. Livonia actually published it, so it's not like it's top secret stuff. And
I will take a look for it and watch it. I love those videos, and I'm glad to hear they're getting them in Michigan, because for a while there they didn't have them.
Yeah, the officer that did it, he was very good at or very highly trained or a combination of both, but it was amazing how well he did it. So very good. All right, Tim, I'll talk to you later. I'm going to go back in the office. I can listen here and on the FBI now, so have a good day. NAWRO, WAPD. Sean, talk a little bit later if you're still listening.
WA Victor Delta from NAWRO, clear QSO.
KCAKJO. KCAKJO.
NAWRO. Statewide 1. Nothing heard. NAWRO listening.
NAWRO, KCAKJO. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, indeed I can. Man, that comes in very clear. I like, you know, what are we going to call it? Moto Turbo?
Yeah, Moto Turbo is from what Sean says is the Motorola term. Of course, we call it DMR, you know, potatoes, potatoes. It's like my readers. Some of our readers are entrances or portals or access points, you know. All depends on what application is being used, what the terminology is.
Well, all I know is I got this baby fired up, and it is working, and I'm only doing like 30 watts down to Mount Clemens, so medium power seems to work fine. How's my digital mic gain on this? Is the mic gain about right?
Yeah, you're clear. You're not over modding. So I'll say 5.9.
Excellent. You got a good signal as well. And now I get to do the really fun part of just adding to the code plug because all the parameters work. So, yeah, I'm kind of happy with it. Like I was telling Anthony on FBI, though, it's I didn't think about it. You got to get used to not having an A and a B side. It's only one side, you know, one, and you don't do the dual monitoring. However, I could put statewide 1, 7.2, and FBI in a scan group and just have it constantly scanning. That would work as well for a base.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, then I would put a scan pause in there by like 5 seconds. That way, if you're near the radio, you can pick up and see what it, you know, if it's digital or analog.
That's a good idea as well. And then it does have this GPS device on it as well, but I would imagine that's for mobile, I would guess. I'm not sure if they have that same system or if it's probably part of that vaporware where they're thinking they can do what yours can do.
That's a possibility. I mean, the TYT, when I knew where I was at, I had to flip it over and then key it up, and I get to the tower that I was, you know, near. But this one here, it automatically paints it as I drive. So one minute I could be on Bancroft, the next minute I could be on Fenton or Flint. So that's why I love about it so much.
What an ideal solution for somebody like you that does so much driving in this area. That just is perfect, custom fit for what you do.
Yeah, well, the other one, with the TYT, the radiodity, or radiodity, yeah, that's right. I knew where Novi was, I knew where Detroit was. I mean, I could hit Detroit fine, but when I got close to Novi, I switched over to Novi just to stay within range. But the GMR towers they reach pretty far.
And just fun stuff like it's not taking much actual power for DMR compared to doing analog. Analog takes a few more watts, and it's nice to have it, something like that. You know, it's better technology, I guess.
I think that's why they went to the digital spectrum, you know, for radio services. Path and trunking, I think, just flip, you know, the different sub-channels. And then you got the simulcast and that's P25, but still the digital spectrum. You know, if you watch the cop shows, you can tell when they're close to a tower that they always scan. All they do is key their mic.
Yeah, it's nice when technology works, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, almost like a cell phone. You know, your cell phone works as long as it sees a signal from a tower. You know, so this is like almost like the same technology, just keeps hanging out a signal saying, are you close? And he goes, oh yeah, you can use this one. I don't even know which one I'm on right now. I think I'm still on Bancroft.
You are sounding really good. So I guess my next task would be to download the contacts database. On the other radio, I got Michigan and Ohio. I had enough room for that. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. I don't even need the entire United States. Oddly enough, I think this radio has a tremendous amount of memory that you could, but I really don't need that. So I'm going to find a source to download the CSV file and probably just truncate it to Michigan and Ohio. I think that should suffice.
You can reach an Ohio tower from where you're at?
No, that would just be for the ID, you know, if someone from Ohio came in, I would actually see their name. That's really all that is, right? In fact, if I'm not mistaken, you don't even need that. You can still communicate without it, right? It's just easier to see the name, you know, the updated database. I guess some guys don't even use it, if that's correct.
Yeah, if they program it in the radio, it'll come through. I mean, when I talk on this one, you should see me on there, KCKJO.
Okay. But on this radio, I just turned on the HT, because on the HT, yes, I have your name and I see your QTH. But on this radio, I have into it, so all I see is your DMR ID.
Gotcha. What is it, 3129727 or something like that?
Correct, 3159727. I can remember that one because we used to have 727 numbers here. Hey, Tom, you missed the net last night. So it was a pretty good one. Tom O was net control.
Yeah, I tried getting into it. I mean, I was on Echolink, but I logged into Echolink, showed the All-Star notes up. What feeling was like a tail end, like a word, and then it would disconnect. And so I grabbed my HG and ran upstairs and, you know, on the back side of the house there.
and I was picking up a little bit here and there. I held it like above my head in the bathroom, then I can hear it, but I thought I got to get an external antenna.
Okay, I see. That makes sense. That's not fun when you have to do that. I did switch down the low power. How copy? I'm on low power now.
Hear you clear as a bell.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to keep it this way. I'm not sure if I was keying up. I don't know if this was me, but if I was keying up the FBI repeater here in Richmond somehow with this. But, yeah, low power would be better. I don't know if you saw that routine with the netlogger that John H. Perfected. That's the first net last night that I saw that in action. And you use that for your hospital nets, you're going to like that. That makes it real easy. I'll be your net logger for the hospital nets. I'll log, and you can just watch it. That's what Mike did for Tom. And that way, you know, you can just take care of the voice part, and we'll take care of the logging part. It takes half of the job away from you.
So I think it was real time when he was doing the net logging?
Correct. Apparently, you know, Dave and Mike had this thing. Whoever's doing the net, you don't have to. You can do both. You know, but they usually, whoever's not going to be doing the net, they would be their backup for the net, and the backup net controller would be doing the net logging, would be logging the call signs. And with that routine that John created, or I should say perfected, because it was there before, but he did it real good with our club, with the group call signs already in there. It's just click, 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 click. And if it's somebody from outside, well, then, yeah, you do have to type in the call sign, but it accesses the FCC database and fills in the fields. So it's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, but how did you see it when he was somewhere else? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is it like you got to log into a site or something like that to watch it, or was it like a Teams kind of thing or a Zoom?
I believe it's a Google Doc, and I have the URL, and I'll ship it to your email address, and you'll have it, and you can just watch. You can actually enter something, so it's live, so whoever has the URL can just take a look at it.
Oh, I definitely want to check that out.
All right. Sounds good, Tom. I think I put some, cool enough, I put some chicken noodle soup on in the stock pot, so I'm going to go see if lunch is ready. You have safe travels. I'm going to have my radio on this afternoon. Be chatting with you again soon. NAWRO, written after you.
Copy that. I'll be around for a while. I still got 82 miles before I hit Grand Rapids. Enjoy your lunch. NAWRO 73 from KC and KGO, Owosso.
W8KLL, this is KF8S. We're hearing you.
Statewide 1, still for another hour and a half.
WABD, mobile. You getting better at it, Tim?
Yes, sir. Had a long QSO with KC8KJO, who's up in the netherworld. And all is good.
I like it a lot.
WABD, KC8KJO. Yeah, Tim's audio is really good. He sounds loud and clear on this net. And where am I at? DeWitt, I think, over here by Lansing.
Yeah, I'm leaving the office trying to turn left. I've got to go grab some doggy medicine.
Just had a little Progresso chicken noodle soup because it's so chilly out today. Delicious.
I'm not ready for chicken noodle soup. Maybe tomato soup, but not chicken noodle. Maybe we'll have venison chili this weekend. I'll see how that goes.
There you go. Where'd you go, Tim? Is that you with the chicken noodle soup comment?
That is correct. Progresso chicken noodle soup. Can't have it in the summertime, but as cold as it is, I just put it in the slow cooker and let it cook after breakfast.
You want to ever take the missus out for chicken noodle soup? The best chicken noodle soup in the whole state is right there at M29 Diner next to the Catholic Church. It's She does not salt the heck out of it. It is really, really good and comes with lots and lots of chicken and lots of noodles. I highly recommend you try it. It gets to the point where you feel like, hey, I got to have chicken noodle soup.
Tom likes tomato better.
I'll never turn down a bowl of homemade chicken noodle soup. I'll tell you that much.
Okay, I will take you there someday. That's, of course, if you ever work around your home plate, when you're always driving all over the planet. So, good thing that we got you that radio and can find channels for you.
You know, Wally, that Ted's Coney Island here has good homemade soups, too. Just FYI, if you're ever in town golfing or something.
I like your town. I really like George's for breakfast.
Tom knows the other guy at Ken's, Zeph. He's a good guy, too. We had to stop there one day for breakfast.
And the commercial house does a pretty good job. He's got a full package there. Got a golf course and a whole bunch of nice restaurants. What's not to like? Isn't this the good old boys or good old days or good old something in Richmond weekend? W8B.
No, it's always the first weekend after Labor Day weekend. So I got to tell Dave, stop scheduling stuff on good old days weekend. You put that one leadership meeting on that Friday. There's no way I could make that the day before the picnic. Tom, go ahead.
Isn't George, isn't that, what is that other restaurant down there by Seth?
While you're talking about George's, that's the Village Cafe, the little one right at 32 M19. Go ahead, Wally. Yeah, oddly enough, you know, I do have more time than pretty much all of you guys, but just lately, all the dates have been hitting on Family Day. And, good old days is kind of like a day of obligation here, because it's pretty much like homecoming. Everyone comes home with all the kids and stuff. So, but I'll carve out a little time on that Saturday for that picnic on Saturday. I can do that from 11 to maybe 1 or something. I'm up for a burger then. But if I do that, I can't do Friday. No way. Go ahead, Tom.
Maybe this is better. I pulled the mic away a little bit. Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday. I think my daughter is, too. Unfortunately, my son's not going to be there, but he has other commitments with his girlfriend and stepdaughter. So, but yeah, Friday, I'm only doing this today because it's a federal account. I do it next week. Go ahead, Wally.
I'm sitting in my driveway waiting for my wife to come out. Hopefully she hears me because I left the radio on in my office. Honey, I'm in the driveway. I'm going to take her to get a bite to eat, go to the vet, grab Gracie's hypertensive medicine, and I don't know. I might play hooky the rest of the afternoon. I haven't quite figured it out yet. Nice day to play hooky. WABD. Now, whose turn is it? Tim's.
N-A-W-R-O. I dare you, Wally. I actually dare you to honk the horn. Tom, you're up.
Yeah, well, after I was done with Grant Blank with my coworker, he's going up to his property out next week. I'm like, so I scheduled Grant Blank and Grand Rapids, and after Grant Blank, I said, see you later. I know you just drove an hour here, but see you later. I'll see you in a week or two. And covering for him so he can play hooky.
Hey, Tim, I got to butt in. Did you see the message that just came across your phone? Where'd you go? Don't tell me you burned up your radio already.
No, I'm trying to read the message. I couldn't get to it quick enough. I kept dropping. What did you, was he listening to us? Did he change it, or is this a new date? I got to check. Oh, I see. Yeah. There you go. New date. I can make that. Was it September 8th?
He's probably listening while he's in his office.
Well, I actually did respond. I said, no can go. It's good old days weekend up here. And what I didn't say is, what were you thinking? And I actually didn't say that part.
After hearing several, I'm able to read this stuff on my watch, and it just sends me the condensed version. That's why, after hearing that said Friday night is bad night for meeting, I'm going to move the meeting to September 8th. Let me know if this works. Yeah, Friday night they're out, probably Kelly. Friday nights might work, if they're later, but, yeah, I agree with you. I wasn't going to make that, so.
Moved it to that Friday to the Monday, September 8th. So what about, can you do the new meeting date on the Monday the 8th?
I believe it's a possibility. I'll text you tonight once I get back to home.
Looking at my calendar right now. I'm on my HD, my little XBR 7550 in my driveway, in my car, and I can't believe how well it's working today. Good job, Central Michigan guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, just come in, both you guys, coming in loud and clear.
Like I can pull that off.
Awesome. I'm going to send in my agreement shortly then, because I can do that as well.
I'm looking forward towards freeze-dried pot roast.
Well, it's been 15 years, but that one Bob Evans right there, that was our go-to place for lunch back in the day.
Yeah, I used to enjoy it until I started processing everything, and then it started tasting like Big Boy, and then I kind of, like, lost my love for it. Okay, she opened the door. Now I can blow the horn. What do you think?
Don't do it. Do not do that. All right, I'm going to sign, guys. I want to go finish my Progresso soup. I'll have this on, but then again, I might be off because I got a program some more, so, but Tom, you have a good travels up there. Stay safe. I'm sure I'll be around one way or the other. NAWRO clear for now.
I do like the audio on that radio. It sounds absolutely beautiful. Take care. Take care.
Hey, JK, Joe.
I don't get involved if anything changes.
KPAKGL monitoring. Speak like one.
Yeah, but will anybody talk back to you?
Well, there was a dead zone on 69 right around Clarksville or something like that, Saranac. Went through all those trees and it was ridiculous. Now I'm done in Grand Rapids and I'm heading up to just north of Walker.
All right. Yeah. You got a chance. I'm going to look at your quote. Like, I'm going to add some more dBs on your microphone.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's still strong. I'll fix it. There's no reason for you to change. We'll just fix the radio, make it work better. And I'll look at the frequencies, too. They've added a handful of new ones and make sure I got everything right, on the connect.
All right, yeah, because it said fall when I was by fall. But I said I didn't have any signal. It kind of dropped out. But, yeah, we can do that. It says fall morning.
Okay, I can do that. Very good. All right. Want to grab a bite to eat. I got my doggy's hypertensive medicine. My dog with high blood pressure. Heading back home. Drop Anna off. Go back to the office. Act like I'm working for another hour or two. And then I'm going to call it a day.
Yeah, I'm going to go take care of this one. Probably do the same thing. Call it a day.
Pretty good. All right, dude. Chat later. Talk tonight. WAP.
73-8860.
88 MS monitoring.
KCKGL, WAP.
WAVD, KACKGL, what's up, Wally?
Not much. Stop by. Correct.
I take that you said stop by after work. I'm not going to be in the area until like 5:45. Is that fine?
You said 5:45.
Yeah, I won't be back in, by my well, Memphis by until 5:44 is what it says on the GPS.
All right. Try a microphone, and then the other thing, too, we'll see where the gain's at. I can't find your code plug, so I don't know where I have the gain at.
Okay. Well, if it's okay, as long as it should be by your house around 6-ish, if that's good, and then we can upload it.
All right. Call me when you're within, like, 20 minutes, half hour. W-E.
I got my phone call. KCKGO.
KCAKGL mobile. Still.
KCAKGL mobile monitor.
KEAFGW, statewide 1.
KCAKGL on statewide 1.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Driving home from Grand Rapids to Memphis.
Well, that's a quite the drive.
Yeah, but I get paid for it, so no big deal to me. Gives me overtime. You know, when there's nothing going on in my district, I shoot off to the west side.
Ah, okay. Well, as long as you're getting paid for it, then it's not so bad. So how is the traffic?
On 69, it was kind of sketchy going through, like, Saranac, Clarksville area. But then after the construction, it opened up. Still not even a Flint yet. I'm between Lansing and Flint right now.
Okay, well, it sounds about normal then, I guess.
Hey, where are you located?
Oh, we're located way up here in the Sault Ste. Marie.
Sweet, they got the tower up there. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And it's working well, so that's for sure.
Well, thank you to Central Michigan Emergency Network for adding more coverage.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, they're, yeah, you should have fairly decent coverage all the way up to the zoo. So, yeah, probably all the way from the southern border of Michigan all the way up to the zoo. You should have pretty good coverage. They need to work on something on the west side of the northern mid, though. Yeah, they're a little lacking a little bit, yeah. Probably need something in, I don't know, Traverse City.
They got one at Petoskey and one at Grand Rapids. I think there's something up there in, I think there's something around there, I believe. There is coverage on that side.
Yeah, they're working on it, so. Yeah, I think Traverse City area will be perfect if they had a tower there, or I should say a repeater anyway, so I think they're working on something there. I know that guy. But, yeah, they're definitely, they're covering the state pretty good, so. I think I have the only repeater in the UP right now, so hopefully, Well, DMR is not that big up here yet, so maybe, I don't know, probably take a while before to get to the rest of the area, of the UP anyways.
Well, I'm sure it's going to get there. I mean, there's plans in the works, and, you know, since they're all privately owned, privately funded, privately built, there's always, little hiccups here and there in the progress.
Oh, that's for sure. So, all it takes is time, and we got all the time in the world.
Time and the little green piece of paper that suddenly have we lately.
Yeah, that too. So, anyway, yeah, it's a beautiful day here. Plenty of sunshine. The breeze just kicked up, that's for sure. It was a nice afternoon until the breeze kicked up. So, boy, I think she likes it. But, yeah, I'm actually outside in the shorts and a sweatshirt, and it's like 64 degrees here in the Sioux, and enjoying everything. So, yeah.
Well, it's sunny, but it's a cloud, and it's 66 degrees on 69 westbound, or eastbound, that's right, eastbound, coming into Phoenix. So, that's good. We have good weather. I heard it's supposed to be nice all weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I hope so. It's my weekend off. Every time I worked, I had to work in the rain, and finally, yeah, last night there, it actually didn't rain for once, so it was kind of different. I got used to the rain. So, yeah, so we're going to get some sunshine for once, so that's always nice. But anywho, so what do you work for? Do you get to travel? Are you, I don't know if you're a truck driver or not. So it doesn't sound like it.
No, I'm a service technician for Johnson Controls. Detroit is my usual district, but when it's quiet in my district, I'll go give a lending hand to wherever they need me in the state, with the exception of the UP. So today was Grand Blanc, Grand Rapids, and then one up by Muskegon. That kind of finishes out my day with the 2.5-hour drive. I just span off my service hours, and I just drive home.
Oh, JCI. Well, be darned. Okay. Yep, I am very well and know all about that company, that's for sure. So, yeah, I deal with them quite frequently. I work for a university, so yeah, we have a contract with JCI for all their stuff, I guess. So from fire stuff to HVAC stuff and all the other stuff in between. So yeah, I know all about them guys.
I'm in the security division, so that's burglar alarms and cameras. And access
badges,
you know, card access
system. Oh, yeah, yeah. You guys installed our cameras. There you go. So, yeah, but we work with the ones out of Green Bay area, so I'm sure you knew that.
Yeah, the UP is split between Wisconsin and the lower peninsula. I know a couple of guys that go up there every so often to the Sioux. Like Green Bay can't make it out there. So, yeah, they know the area pretty well, too. I'm sure if I talk to them, they'll know where you're at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're nice guys to chat with, that's for sure. I always enjoy them.
Yeah, they're a great group. The guys that I deal with here in the lower peninsula, I worked with them back and forth. And on several occasions for about 30 years.
Oh, well, you got your 30 years in, so how much longer are you going to stick around?
Oh, who knows? I'm not even close to retirement yet. I got about 10 years before you can consider retirement 6 or Social Security can start at 62. But retirement 10, I think with my generation, I think it goes to 72, I'm not sure. But my former boss retired in 74, so don't see why I can't do it. I like what I do.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, if you like your job, then why retire, right? Keep going as long as you can. So, yeah, I get that. So, but I'm looking forward to retirement, that's for sure. I don't know. I got almost 13 years in where I'm at now, and yeah, I don't know. We'll see how long we can do it. So
yeah, as long as I can get out of my truck, you know, get out of bed, get up, get dressed, and go do my job as an album. You know, we got a couple that mid to late 60s and they're still pushing along. So I don't see why I can't do that either.
Yeah, for sure. So anywho. So where are you at? So where do you live at then, down there?
I live in a little town called Memphis. probably about 15 minutes northeast of Armada, and about 15 minutes southwest of Fort Huron.
Ah, okay. I was going to say, I don't know those towns. But Fort Huron, I've been through there, so, yeah. Just north of Detroit, so very good.
Yeah, it's a nice little town, a little farm town. 1 square mile, 1 traffic light. You know, of course, it's got a Dollar General. Every town has a Dollar General. But, you know, football games, that's it. Not much, really. It's just a quiet little podunk town, I guess you could say.
Oh, hey, that's nice. You know, I came from a small town myself, so, yeah, I enjoy those small towns. So, yeah, those Dollar Generals, they're definitely, they're all over the place, that's for sure. So, yeah, the town I came from had one, then they decided to build another one, so they have two of them, so that's just a little town of Newberry. So way up here in the UP, but... Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, we have about, I think, 1,000 people, 1,000 residents that live in the town. And it's just 1 square mile. I mean, if you bring open a map of Macomb County, you go to the very upper northeast corner, I mean, any tiny corner, you can see it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's for sure. So, anyway. Well, I think it's about time to figure out dinner. It's about 5 o'clock, so. But anyways, we'll let you go and, continue on your safe travels to, I can't remember where you said you're going, so, but back home. And, hey, maybe we'll hear you out here again. We'll say 73, KE8FGW.
Yeah, I got another hour drive, and I go meet up with another ham guy to do an upload of my code plug. So, KNFKW73, enjoy dinner. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo 3 Oscar, monitor. KNFKKL, mobile monitoring.
This is
W8BD, KNFKKL. W8BD, KCK, Carol Wally, you out there?
Hey, what's up? Go ahead.
Oh, I think you said, hold on a second. Oh, just so you know that I'm in K-Pack. Heading my way.
Very good. See you in a bit. W8BD.
KCK, Carol.
KCK, Carol.
W8BD, KCK, Carol. Wally? W-A-D-D-K-C-A-K-J-O.
Yeah, go ahead. I had to move some stuff from the washer to the dryer.
Okay, how do I sound?
It sounds better, but the proof is in the pudding. Take her for a drive and we'll run her a couple, 3 days.
Sounds good.
Okay, put the other microphone in just for giggles.
Okay, this is the other mic.
Okay, yeah, they sound the same. All right, very good. Take it for a drive and see what happens. Let's go to that simplex channel we were on.
N-A-W-R-O, N-A-W-R-O, K-C-A-K-J-O.
K-C-A-K-J-O, W-A-T-D.
K-C-A-K-J-O.
Very good. Just seeing if you made it home yet.
Negative, sir. I'm just passing, or just going up to the cemetery. How do I sound?
I'm going to have to throw more DBs at you.
Still got the bark in it?
Yeah, I will make that radio sound like a Tim's, one way or another.
Do you hear the background if I do it this way?
No, something's still off. I will get it, trust me. So, we'll figure it out. Don't worry about it.
Sounds like a plan. And I said when I get home, hopefully I'll have my programming cable and I can upload it to CPS.
Well, if you do, then change that number to -15. We'll try. And if not, we'll try the expensive microphones.
Okay, I can do that.
Very good. Have a good evening. WFD, gotta run. KKKGO. WFD.
WDAAWW. This is KEAWUO, monitoring, State 51.
Hey, John, NAWRO here. How do I sound on your side?
You sound perfect. It almost sounds like you're right here in the room with me. That's pretty cool. That was working great.
Name here is David. Thanks for the signal report. I just probably on one attempt at this, given the uniqueness of this net, and I'm happy to see that it works. Thanks for the comeback.
Yes, you guys both seem to be coming in just fine.
Okay, ECH is Midland, and just checking out the state of Michigan DMR system before I start wasting time on the code flood. But thanks for the contact, and hope you're having a good Friday night. WDAAWW.
Happy to, yeah, hope you're having a good night as well, and enjoy the new DMR radio, KEAWUO.
You still there, John?
Yes, sir. I was just about to ask you the same.
I still got to put in the contacts, the CSV file. So I'm going to probably download Michigan and Ohio is what I did for the other one.
Boy, if your radio can handle all of Michigan and all of Ohio, that must be a pretty good radio. I got a handful of Michigans in there, and it surprises me. I talked to Steven up in Indian Springs, I think up by Mackinac, and he was in there. So, but there's quite a few people that are popping up that are not in there, so I probably need to revise it. And the statewide doesn't cover Ohio, so how are you getting in Ohio? Just out of curiosity, you're going to put that in your radio as well? You spend a lot of time in Ohio?
No, maybe I've got the concept wrong then. I just thought that, you know, it's relatively close, and sometimes I do travel down to Washtenaw County. So I don't know. It's probably not necessary. It could be.
Yeah, I mean, your radio might take it. It's hard to say. CSV files are fairly small, so... It might like it. I know when I was on radio ID, getting my DMR IDs, and I got an account with them so I can download, you know, all of the country's DMR IDs. There's a little disclaimer that says it's up to you to know how many, you know, contacts your radio will hold, and so use at your discretion. And obviously, I wouldn't put the whole country in there, but it might not be a bad idea. I see what you're getting at. It's like you get close to Ohio, and then the Ohio people come up through here. So it wouldn't hurt to have them if it'll take it. It's worth looking at, you know. I'll have to take a peek at that.
I'm trying to look for my book here. I know that this radio does have a lot of memory, but I can't recall exactly what it is. But there's a... In other words, Michigan and Ohio would be nothing for this radio. So, you know, I might as well go ahead and do it.
Yeah, for sure. That wouldn't be a bad idea. I'm going to need to do the same. So I should look up mine, but I have a hunch mine would probably take it too. But I'm not positive. I should look. So what else is new? Anything good?
NAWRO, did I lose you, John?
Maybe. I said something like, what else is good with you, and then I never heard anything back. So I don't know if I didn't make it through or if you didn't make it to me. I'm not sure.
Aha, I see. So I didn't make it to you. That's what it was. I was just saying we're looking forward to the good old days up here in Richmond. It's kind of like a homecoming here, so my daughter will be in town. Her family, the grandkids, and then, you know, some uncles and aunts just live down the road. So, yeah, we have a pretty good time up here. We had a family member that's associated with the Hamlin Pub, and we do their float. We help their, my generator powers their float for the good old days, so we help them create that on the Grand Parade Day on Sunday. So that's not this weekend, it's the following weekend. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, that sounds fun. It's fun to get out there and kind of people watch, and, you know, that was kind of, I don't do enough of that, and doing the Woodward Dream Cruise the other day, you know, getting out and seeing everybody enjoying themselves and just having fun and meeting new people. It's a lot of fun, and especially if you got family in town and you guys are all seeing each other for the first time in a while, that will be fun. And Hamlin Pub will probably hook you up with a growler of beer, hopefully, that you can walk around with and get all slobbery. But yeah, that sounds fun. I don't imagine that's your thing, but hey, I don't know.
No, not on that day, but we do have our family dinners that we get to go into the banquet room when nobody's around, so it's a little quieter there, and we set up a family table there, and they do have some good food, though. I will tell you, their steak bites are good. But, yeah, he's good, and then the other uncle is associated with Hungry Howie. But that is a food group I need to stay away from.
Yeah, Hungry Howie's is kind of one of my kryptonites. I missed it so bad. I moved out to Colorado for 3 years and was loving it out there, but they don't have any of the main pizza places that we had here. And so as soon as I came back, man, I went straight to, you know, the three cheese bread and Asian butter cheese crust, and I probably gained 15 pounds just off of Hungry Howie's alone. And luckily I'm a little burned out on it now, and been doing a lot more Thai food and things a little bit more healthy, so that's good. That's what I needed. But the damage is done, and it's so hard to lose that weight.
you're definitely preaching to the choir on that one. Yeah, my son-in-law, daughter, they were originally out in Boulder, Colorado for a little bit, and not know how he's over there. Then they moved to New Jersey, and they're close to Princeton, New Jersey for a while. No Hungry Howie's over there, and they were just addicted to the Cajun crust. They always did the extra Cajun, and then they tell the guy, put Cajun all over while you're at it. And, oh, man, once they got back, then they're in Dexter now. They just love it. So, yeah, but nope, got to stay away from it. Although it is college football season, and I do give myself a little leeway for the college games coming up. In fact, I guess state now.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I can relate to that. Although that's the thing that always gets me is like, oh, you know, I've been good. I can have pizza this time. It just seems like that happens too much.
Just a slippery slope, and once you start going down that way, it just ain't gonna work. I won't be one of those old hands that tells medical stuff over the air too much, but for the longest time I've been on GLP-1s, and oh my gosh, it does work. But because I turned of a certain age, now not happening.
Yeah, I hear that. I try to do this thing where, and I don't know if it's good or bad, I've heard it both ways, but I try to basically just eat one big meal a day, and then I try to be pretty active with scuba diving and all that. It kind of helps, and I'll lose a good amount of weight, and then I have a moment of weakness or a week of weakness, and some of it comes back and kind of bounce around like that. But hopefully I lose it quicker. But winter is coming, and I tend to be less active in the winter, so I don't know. Hopefully it doesn't get any worse. But, yeah, we'll see.
Well, that's pretty much the same for me, but times it by 10 because I've got a few years on you. Ha, ha.
All right, well, I think I'm going to go watch that football game. I appreciate you giving me a check out on the radio here. And I'm sure we'll talk soon. You say you be safe out there. I know you probably got to rent a boat, I think is what I heard you say, in order to get that diving in. Sounds good. NAWRO, after you.
All right. You have a good one. Enjoy the game. And then tomorrow's just a quarry, so I don't have to rent a boat. We're just going to walk to the edge and fall in, but it should be fun. You have a good one. 73 KEAWUO.